Welcome back in, everyone, to a very special episode of Whisper in the Wings. Today, we're going from the stage onto the page. And joining us today, we have the author, Barry M. Putt Jr., who is stopping by today to talk to us about his great book, Stories Told Through Sound. It's available everywhere you get books, including the Drama Bookstore here in New York, but of course on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other places. This is a fabulous, fabulous book we can't wait to share with you. And the perfect person who can tell us all about it is our guest, so we should welcome him on. Barry, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm delighted to be here talking with you.
I'm so honored to have you here, and I'm so excited to talk about your book, Stories Told Through Sound. You've literally like piqued my interest. As we were speaking before we started, the subject of your book, I was like, yes, I don't know if it's because I'm an old soul or what it is, but I love what you talk about in this book. So why don't we start by having you tell our listeners a bit about what Stories Told Through Sound is about?
Okay, sure. Well, it is basically a craft book about the craft of audio drama writing. And it takes you from the beginning of with an idea all the way up to developing a story, how to copyright it. There's one chapter where I interview 14 different audio drama professionals from different companies about the industry. So you get a well-rounded perspective from different people on the industry. And there's also marketing information as well as places to submit your work. So that's basically in a nutshell what the book encompasses. Oh, and I should also say there is at the beginning of the book, there's a full history of audio drama in the US from its beginnings in 1914 up until the present day.
I love it. Yes. So, I mean, I love audio dramas. I wish there were more of them today, but I love the fact that you've literally just written this how-to guide for any artist, young artists, older artists, whatever it may be, because I don't feel like there's enough of those out there. I feel like we teach a lot of people the basic tools of any trade, but then they get out there and there's not really a how-to, like, how do you publish things? How do you break into the market? It's just like, here are the basic skills of how to do something and good luck trying to make a buck out of it, you know? So I love that you've created this work to help artists. Where did you come up with the idea to write this book?
It emerged out of actually just my own experience writing. So I have over 50 audio drama productions so far, and I've worked for companies in the US, Canada, and China on both originals and adaptations. And through doing that work, I decided that, you know, writing a book for people, because it's kind of, audio drama has been with us ever since, you know, the beginning in 1914. But when TV took over, people, that became more prominent. And audio drama was still around, but now there's been a more of a resurgence of it. And I thought, now's a good time to have a book about the specifics for writing for audio drama. There's a lot of opportunity out there, but sometimes you don't know how to find it right now because there aren't clear sources to find them. And I will tell you just one quick thing here, that according to audio-drama.com, in 2017, there were 3,000 audio drama outlets worldwide. As of today, there are 9,500 outlets. So that's, what's that, about 7 years, it's over tripled.
Wow. No one can say there's not a market for this. That's all I'm saying. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So this seems like a mammoth undertaking. I mean, you're writing the how-to book for this industry that seems to be exploding once again. What has it been like? Or let me rephrase that. What was it like developing the book and putting it together?
It was rather, well, so I should also say that I do teach audio drama writing, screenwriting, playwriting courses. So my knowledge as a writer and as a teacher made up the bulk of the book. It was pretty straightforward to write, but kind of exciting to have the opportunity, you know, to write about something that I really love doing and breaking it down for everybody that's interested, you know, in writing audio drama to understand. And the book does include, you know, story structure. There's at least six different methods on how to adapt different stories and different techniques you can use. So, and examples. So we start off at one point with a brief synopsis, and then we develop a character from that, then a story, then even scenes. So it's really a step-by-step journey through writing an audio drama. And that's, I think that that's something that's important. Just to have a guide, you always can do things on your own. But this, if you use this, it's a successful approach to writing a script.
That's so wonderful. So given that you've written this map, if you will, is there a message or a thought that you're hoping that readers will take away from this book?
Definitely. I would say that essentially, if I can do it, so can you. That's my real succinct message, that yeah, if you just follow these steps, and you have to define success for yourself. So there is a chapter in the book that talks about career planning, and it starts with defining success for yourself. That doesn't mean you can't redefine it at a later date, but it means that, you know, understand who you are as a writer, build some steps to get where you want to go, and then you can, you know, see how that goes. There's always a reassessment process, or there can be, and, you know, keep going from there. So that's something that I think is important for, you know, for us as writers and in the entertainment business.
I absolutely love that message, particularly, you know, set goals or expectations, but that doesn't mean you can't reevaluate them and reset them. I love that. I don't think that's said enough. It's not, I mean, it sounds like it's a hippie mantra, you know, it's about the journey, not the destination, but it really is like, you don't just hit a goal and that's the end of it. You have to keep moving the goalposts, because that's what life is all about. That's what working in a field or a career or a passion is all about. You just want to keep getting better and striving for better and bigger, you know? So I love that that's included in your message, you know? So chef's kiss, wonderful.
Thank you.
With your book being available everywhere, which is so wonderful, who do you hope have access to stories told through sound?
I think that the book is really geared towards people that are writing that right now and want to try a new form of writing, and also people that are just exploring writing for the first time. So that's the audience. There's also an audience of anyone that's just interested in understanding how stories are written. But I would say primarily it's for the new writer, and also for the experienced writer that wants to try a new form.
Second part of our interviews, we love letting our listeners get to know our guests a little bit better. And I would like to start with our perennial first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or just some of your favorites?
I would say, well, in terms of playwrights, Tennessee Williams was a big inspiration. I really like his work, especially Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Streetcar Named Desire. Those are some things. Oh, and Glass Menagerie. Those are some, I think, really great meaty stories where characters are really essential, right, to the storytelling.
Love that. Love that. Who doesn't love a good Tennessee Williams story? All I'm saying. Those are just so great and passionate and drama filled. So that's wonderful inspiration. Have you seen any great theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
The most recent play that I saw, I loved, was a musical on Broadway called Shucked. It's so witty, and it's just really fun. I was kind of disappointed that it closed. I'm glad it's going to tour. And it talks about some things that in some areas of my writing, it kind of deals with like a fish out of water or kind of outsiders, but in such a kind of delightful way. So that one I would definitely recommend if you could, you know, if you get a chance to see.
Yes, it's going out on tour now. It's going to the West End. I love that you recommend that. Thank you for that. What is your favorite part about working in the theater and as well as about being an author?
So, well, in terms of theater, I really like the collaborative aspect and being able to develop a piece, you know, with a group of professionals and being in the audience as well. Now, I will say I like, just to transfer slightly to audio drama, you get some of those qualities there. But basically, my audience is the producer. And I may do, you know, one or two drafts for the producer, and then they take it and then they produce it. Sometimes I'm a part of the production process, but I don't get to know what the listeners think about them unless they have comments. But I love audio drama as well as playwriting, but there are just some differences. There was another part to your question. I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, what is your favorite part about being an author?
There's a couple parts. Research, that's going to sound, how exciting that's going to sound. But it's kind of like being a detective, because you don't know how much information you're going to be able to get, and you have to really explore and be good with investigating. So that's something that I've really enjoyed, as well as interviewing. I have a new book coming out probably in 2 years, of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew on film, TV, and stage. And that book is going to features a chapter on every dramatic story told featuring the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, from the 1930s films all the way up to the most recent Hardy Boy Nancy Drew television, all the stage plays and films. So while I'm writing that at the moment, I've interviewed 91 people so far for the book, and I love talking to them. Even some people remembered a lot, some people remembered a little, but I gained from everything. So it was great having that experience to talk to people. And then also after our book is published, to share it, to do book presentations at different stores and libraries and other places, to be able to share that and meet people, that have read it or will read it.
That is amazing. That sounds so exciting. I want to now ask my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I think it would be my first time going to see a Broadway show. I was young, but we went to see Annie on Broadway. And I just thought it was really exciting to see something live. See the performance, do something live, to see, I don't know why I remember this, but to see the sets come in on a conveyor belt. And then when the scene was over, they would leave. It just kind of seemed really magical. And it was something that I wanted to see more of, and be a part of.
I love that. We love a good Annie story. That's such a great memory. Thank you for sharing that. I want to kind of backtrack now, because you mentioned that fabulous Nancy Drew Hardy Boys book that you're working on. Along with that, are there any other productions, projects, books, plays that you've got coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Sure. I'm working right now with Voices in the Wind Audio Theater, and they're doing a production of Beauty and the Beast. It will be released this fall by Blackstone Audio on CD streaming and digital download. So that's something that I'm working on. And they do wonderful work. I just started to work with them. This was my first script, and they will probably be doing more of my work. I'm also going to be working with Atlanta Radio Theater Company in Atlanta, Georgia, on a season one of my series about the Revolutionary War. It is a blend of fact and fiction. The history is true, and there's a fictional character that's going through these experiences. So those are two audio drama projects that I have coming up. I also will be going on a book tour. Right now, there are 7 stops on the book tour. In March, I will be at the Drama Bookshop doing a free audio drama workshop. So, you're welcome to come. Also, if you want to see the other stops on my tour, please visit my website. They're all there under the book Stories Told Through Sound.
That is incredible. Wow. So you have a lot of irons in the fire, which gives us great cause to keep, you know, tabs on you to make sure we're in the loop. So that leads to my final question, which is, if our listeners want more information about Stories Told Through Sound or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Definitely. I would be glad to hear from them. And they can reach out to me through my website, which is BarryMputtJr.com. And there's a contact page on my website. There's a lot of information about my work. And on the homepage, there's a link to sign up for my newsletter. So those are some definite ways to reach out to me.
Wonderful. Well, Barry, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by and speak with us and share this amazing book, as well as all the amazing things you have coming on the pipeline. I sincerely hope this isn't the last time we get to talk, because this has been fascinating. I'm so excited to pick up the book myself and dive into this. So thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's been really fun talking with you, and I'd love to come back.
Yes, absolutely. My guest today has been the incredible author, Barry M. Putt Jr., whose book, Stories Told Through Sound, is available now anywhere you get books, especially at the Drama Bookstore here in New York City, but also on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and anywhere else you get your books. This is a wonderful book, especially if you are into audio and sound, and particularly audio drama. This is the book for you. And if you would like the opportunity to get to meet Barry in person, he is going on a book tour with Stories Told Through Sound. And there is a stop here in New York City on March 12th at the Drama Bookstore. You can get tickets and more information about this event by visiting eventbrite.com or just Google the Drama Bookstore. They'll have all the information there. And if you'd like more information about all the projects that Barry has going on between radio dramas and this upcoming Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew book, among other things, head over to his website, BarryPuttJr.com. He's got some wonderful information there, as well as a contact me page you can reach out to him by, and you can sign up for his newsletter to receive updates and information about all the things he's working on and has coming up. But right now, get out wherever you buy your book, support those local bookstores here in New York. Let's all go down to the Drama Bookstore and pick up Stories Told Through Sound by Barry M. Putt Jr. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.